from the near house of worship to the distant house of worship. The night journey passed in a rush of wind, an eternity or an instant, an endless fall or a bright buoyant skimming over enigmatic deserts and opulent green valleys. Arian couldn't define it. Her body wasn't fatigued. Her mind was pliable and fresh. Yet she carried centuries of loss in the innermost parts of her soul as she was transported from the cavern of the blue eye to a city flattened by time, abandoned save for the deepest reaches of memory. When she looked to her right, she saw Sinia, and behind Sinia, Danyar and Sidi Yusuf, the blue mage, whom Arian had first encountered in the lands of the Nagus. Moments ago, or a lifetime past, Arian had been at the center of the Blue Eye, a vast geological formation in the heart of an unforgiving landscape. She had stood on a stone plinth, surrounded by tranquil waters that seemed to shift beneath her gaze, looking up through the roof of the cavern to a source of illusory light. Sinia beside her, Danyar and Yusuf at her heels. There had been an orphan boy in her care, but now the boy was gone. He had vanished into the light, the same light that had brought them all here. All except Wafar, whom she couldn't find, no matter how she searched, the loss acquiring the painful weight of an ache. Nor had she seen him at the other stops on the night journey. She'd been taken into a past that originated long before the wars of the Far Range, to ancient holy cities whose texts and ideologies had been lost to the encroachments of time.